Please welcome from Florida, USA, Apostle Francina Norman.
Please receive the woman of God. Put your hands together and let's receive the ministry of the woman of God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let everything that has breath do what? I am so excited about being here. I don't know about you, but I couldn't wait to get here. You know why? Because the Lord began to speak to me and he said he's going to do so much healing today. Come on. He says that we're going to receive so many breakthroughs today. Okay. Oh, I sound really good, huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. God is just so good. And I'm just so thankful to be here. I want to pour into you. And I just believe that what God spoke to me is going to be a blessing to you. And thank y'all so much. Amen. You got up early this morning. You came. And God is going to meet you here. Isn't that good? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's give the Lord a praise up in here. Woo! Come on. Shout it to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And what I'm going to give you is the Lord gave me this revelation, and I want to pour it into you. But God said that he was going to heal some of you. God began to speak to me about some of your conditions, and I just love it when God zero in on your personal needs. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's just do something real quick. Y'all see I got my tennis shoes on, right? You see, I got my tennis shoes on because I believe we are walking and running in a new place. I just believe that. How many of y'all believe that? I believe that we're walking in a new place. And not only that, the Bible tells us, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Didn't he say that? He says, again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Do you know what that means? Rejoice means to jump up and down. And it means to spin around. So it means, listen, when you're jumping up and down, I believe we're jumping on everything that tried to take us out. And then when we turn around, it means that we're going into a new season. Come on, anybody want... Woo! Okay, woo! I know I might not look 67, but my bones say, you know you're 67. Thank you, Lord. Let me give you the word. I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I want to give you the word of the Lord. Are y'all ready for it? Are you really ready for it? I just felt some things shifted. Something just shifted. Something shifted in your finances. Something shifted. Something shifted in your home. Something shifted on your job. Something shifted in your... Woo! My God. And I want to tell you this. I need to let you know this, is that when we pray, this is such a praying place, which you could tell. Praying gives you access to the mind of God. Praying gives you access to the intelligence of God. So when God blew in the breath of life into Adam, he not only blew his breath, he blew his intelligence into Adam. So that's why he said to Adam, name all the animals. Because it was God's intelligence. It was God's mind that went into Adam. And today, I believe God's going to download to you what's on his mind. He's going to give you strategies. He's going to let you know what direction you need to go. And with that, a major breakthrough, you're not only breaking through, you're breaking out. I say you're breaking out. You're breaking out. My God. So let me give you this. Father, just thank you indeed for all that you're doing. And I just thank your love on you, God. And we just praise your holy name. And thank you, Father, for speaking to our hearts that we will leave this place changed. We will leave this place rearranged. We will leave this place shifting. We will leave this place with more authority. We give you glory and honor for it in Jesus' name. And before you have your seat, I want to honor Papa. Isn't that incredible, man? Come on, let's honor him. Yes. And his beautiful wife, come on, let's just thank God for him. And Lady Rosa, I want to honor my husband. Hey, won't you wave at the people? And I want to honor my daughter, Lata. Glory to God. And honor all of you. Why don't you just give God the praise for just you being here. I celebrate you. Amen. So you have your seat. I'm going to give you this. Ooh, this is so good. So remember I was telling you about bridging the gap means, I believe that the Lord began to speak to me and say that he has a recovery plan for you. How many of you lost a lot of stuff lately? Let me see your hand. How many of you just really have not bounced back from the pandemic? Let me see your hand. It's okay. Because God says, I have a recovery plan for you. So, I want to go into this and let you know what God was speaking to me this morning. And he is just so good. Because we really got to be in a place where God wants us to really take over. And so, I have so many notes here. So, let me show you this. So, God began to speak to me. He says, tell the people of God. And remember I told you the other day on Sunday that you're recession proof. Remember I told you that. So it doesn't matter what's happening with everybody else around you. God is going to make sure that the recession is not going to take you out. Okay? So God began to speak to me. And he said, God wants to break you into something new. In a way that you haven't experienced before. God wants to break something new out of you so that you can have his voice in the earth. So the Lord wants to use your voice. He wants to use your voice to begin to be released in the earth that is going to change the whole trajectory of your life. There's a new sound coming out of you. I said, there's a new sound coming out of you. And this sound is going to pierce darkness. And so the new that's in you will break out through with your fasting and praying and worship and deliverance. You will begin to surrender to him and your purpose will be made manifest. Now look at this. Now more than ever, we know we need to pray. The enemy is opening up new frequencies of disruption and interference. He's trying to disturb God's purpose in your life. But we must pray. I hear the Lord says we pray. God is taking us to a new level. So I want to show you something. We're moving into a new level where we're moving into new frequencies. And frequencies have a lot to do with sound. And so God is releasing a sound out of you that's not going to be low level. Everybody's not going to have access to this sound. And when you believe, you're going up a little higher into a new frequency. The frequency is going to take you from being able to just see things from a lower level. You're going to be so high in a high frequency that you won't even hear chicken conversation. See, when you get on the airplane, you notice that you don't hear what's going on the earth. Not down where you used to live. You don't hear what's going on in your neighborhood when you're on the airplane. Why is that? Because you're at a high frequency. You're seeing things from a different perspective. You're hearing things from a different perspective. You're saying things from a different perspective. Every time God wants to use you mightily and he's bridging the gap, he always elevates you and takes you to a higher level, which is a high frequency. You're getting ready to get downloads from God that's going to give you strategies. Do you not know the Bible says God gives us the power to get wealth? But do you know what that really means? God gives us the strategy to get wealth. And how do you get strategies? You get strategies from God on a higher frequency. So I want to give you this. So God is really saying, when God planted us here on the earth, he gifted you with the ability to accomplish and to put in you the ability to take over. So there's no way God's going to tell you to dominate according to Genesis, the first chapter. There's no way God's going to tell you to dominate and be fruitful and multiply. That sounds like somebody that's taking over. I said, that sounds like a takeover spirit. You didn't come here to look and say, case the rah, sarah, whatever it be, it would be. You came over as dominion folk. You came over as folk that belongs to the child of the king. And you came over not for someone to degrade you, but for you to take over territories, for you to possess the land. For everywhere your feet tread upon, you're supposed to possess the land. Now, let me show you something that's really amazing that the Lord showed me this years ago. The Bible tells us in Joel, when there's a crisis, when there's something that's hitting, you notice the Lord says, sound the alarm. He said, call a fast. Begin to tell the people to pray. Now, let me just give you this illustration from America. If I'm riding down the street, and I'm driving down the street in my lane, and I'm going the right way, I have every right to be in that space. But if the ambulance or a police officer comes and sounds an alarm, and he's behind me, I lose all of my authority, and I have to move out of the way for the person that's sounding the alarm. So when God is telling us to sound the alarm, if the devil is in your space, if the devil has possessed your stuff, when you begin to open up your mouth and sound the alarm, he has to get out of the way. He has to move out of the way. You got to kick the door open. Anybody want to sound the alarm tonight? We're here to take our stuff back. We're not going to lay over and roll over. So let me give you this. Let me give you God's recovery plan. God is recovering you. He's healing you because he's getting ready to relaunch you. You have been on the front line of battles and functions, and his intent is to ensure that you do not fail. God says, tell the people of God, they will not fail. He says there's a divine recovery plan being enacted by God for you right now. So God is speaking from the heavenlies. So what he's saying, as he began to speak from the heavenlies, he's telling you, don't you get caught up with what's going on in the earth that you can't hear the sound that's coming from heaven. Because he's speaking from the heavenlies and he's letting you know, look at the heaven stuff. Look at what I say. Don't look at what the news is saying. What did I say about you? What did I say that you're supposed to have? You're a peculiar people. You've been called out. You've been chosen. You belong to the child. You're a child of the king. Anytime somebody try to talk down on you, you have to look at them and say, excuse me, you must be don't know who I am. I said, you must be don't know who I am. Because if you really know who I am, you wouldn't even be talking like that. And so sometimes the things on the earth might deceive you because it looks so great. And God might be sending you a warning if things are looking bad. But God might be announcing the greater is coming. I'm announcing today, come on, shout, the greater is coming. Come on, say, the greater is coming. So don't get fooled. God is raising up prophetic voices that's moving forth and will not move by what we see. What does the Bible say about filling the gap? We're talking about bridging the gap, but let's talk about first filling the gap. In Ezekiel 22 and 30, the prophet says in behalf of God, I look for anyone to repair the wall and stand in the gap for me on behalf of the land so I wouldn't have to destroy it. So God is saying, I need to look for somebody that will stand on the wall and say, I don't care what I'm going through. The enemy will not have my family. Do I have any gap fillers right now? People who will stand on the wall and say, no, no, we're not accepting that. We're not accepting a broken marriage. We're not accepting sickness. We're not accepting diseases. We're not accepting poverty. We're not accepting defeat. Do I have anyone on the wall that's saying, I am a gap filler? And then it says, not only does God want you to be a gap, the bridge, the gap between the two generations, by being someone that will stand on the wall and not allow the enemy to wreak havoc on the things that he's been wanting to do in your life. He wants you to fill the gap. Not only does he not want you, he wants you to fill the gap, but he wants to look at some gap standards. Those who will stand in the gap. Not just fill the gap, but you stand in there and say, look at somebody and say, not on my watch. There's some things that the enemy can't do because you're standing in the gap, making sure that what he wants to do, he don't have any place to come through because you're watching. You're watching on the wall. So standing in the gap means that things fighting against the enemies of God to protect the people, wanting God's people to repent of their sins, pleading with God and is going with God on behalf of the people. And let me just tell you what repent means. Now, I learned this from Miles Monroe, who was one of our spiritual fathers. And Miles Monroe said something that was so powerful. You know, the word repent, inside the word pent and repent is the word pent. That's where we get the word penthouse from. And so when God tells you, pent means to be on the top. So when God tells you to repent, he's really telling you to come back to the top. So the next time someone wants you to sin, the next time someone wants to take you out of your position on the top, you have to let them know, excuse me, I was born for penting. I said, I was born to be at the penthouse. Do you not know the penthouse has a higher, a better view? When you're on the penthouse, you're the last one up on top. There's nobody that's on top of you. You ever been to a hotel and you're on the fourth floor? So that means if someone's on the fifth floor, you can hear them walking. You can hear all the noise. But when you're in the penthouse, there is no distractions, huh? So he says, what does bridge mean in the Bible when we're bridging the gap? The bridge symbolizes communication and union. When God renews our spirit mind and we begin to understand what his word says, then we will start to say what God says with authority and with respect. This then we will produce the manifestation of God's word. And what God is really trying to get us to is that if you notice, every time Jesus was mostly healing someone, like he healed a woman with the issue of blood, he talked to blind Bartimaeus and told him that his faith has made thee whole. You notice he said whole? He didn't say thy faith has made thee healed. You notice he said thy faith has made thee whole? Because God is trying to not only just heal us, he's really trying to make us whole. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to have a sound mind. He wants us to be able to get healed in every area of our lives. And so the thing that we need to understand is that when we're bridging the gap, we talked about Ezekiel. We talked about Ezekiel. He's representing the prophets and he's speaking the word of the Lord. And we're talking about how he says the sons, the fathers will go back and turn their hearts towards the sons, and the sons will turn their hearts back to the father. And to get all of that happening, to have that happen, God has got to make us whole. Because if he doesn't make us whole, we won't even see reconciliation clearly. Now, there's two things that operate in our lives that we have to really be mindful of. If you haven't been healed from hurts, if you, two things you operate. You either operate with hurts or you operate with love. So everything, if you have not been healed from being hurt, then everything you see is from a hurt perspective. Am I telling you the truth? You're offensive. You're always offended. Are you on the defense? Because you're saying, that person hurt me, and I'm going to let nobody else hurt me. And so the way you think, the way you judge things, it comes from a perspective of being hurt. I was supposed to write a book. I did a message one time. God asked me this question. Can you love like you've never been hurt before? And I couldn't answer it because there was so much hurt. And then if you love when you get whole, then you're always looking at things from a love perspective. You're not so defensive. You're not so offensive. You're not so quick to want to judge. You're not so quick to want to attack. So God is saying it is so important for the woman with the issue of blood to not just get healed from a physical, but she needed to be healed in every area of her life. He wanted to make sure when she got back in society that she would not start judging the world according to her hurts, her rejection, lost all her money, and all those stuff, and the way people treated her. So it's so important that God is saying that we're going to bridge this gap. It is important for us to know that we definitely have to get to a place of being healed, of being made whole, a sound mind, so that we can hear God clearly, that we can look at God from a pure heart. The Bible says nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. Is that correctly? So if your heart is not pure, you're not going to be able to see God clearly. So nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. And when you have a pure in heart, nothing but the pure in heart shall hear God. You know, you got to not just see God. You got to be able to hear God from a pure heart, from a pure perspective. Matthew 5:8. And so that's what's so incredible about this is God has taken us all to a place of exposing what we really need to work on to bridge the gap. Why are you so upset with your mom? Why are you so upset with your dad? I know that he abandoned you. Why are you so upset? Why you want to go off? Why you want to tell people, I was molested? Why all this happened to me? Whoa, this happened to me. And God says, before we can bridge any gap, we got to bridge your gap. Come on, we got to get you healed. God says, I can't take you where I need you to go until I get you healed. And so the Lord is saying today, it's your day. Do you not know today is your day? This is your day. This is your day that God is healing you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to set you free. He's going to open up doors that no man could shut. You get ready to walk into places that you couldn't imagine because this is your day. The spotlight is on you. Come on. God is going to showcase you. He's been waiting to do this. He's been praying. Y'all been praying. Jesus been praying for you guys. And so this is your day. This is your day for elevation. This is your day for breakthrough. This is your day to be blessed. This is your day to shine. Arise and shine. Woo! For the light has come. Woo-hoo! And the glory of the Lord has risen. The glory of the Lord is on you. The glory of the Lord is shining through you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is with you. The glory of the Lord will not leave you. The glory of the Lord is here. That's a commandment from God. Arise. In other words, get up. What you sitting there for? Why are you sitting up there rolling in your problems? He said, get up. Arise. And shine. You're not just arising, but you're shining. I said, you're shining. For the light has come. Woo! And the glory of the Lord, come on, the glory of the Lord is risen. You know, I had this, this really happened. I had this when I first got saved. I was sitting up there sitting in church and I was praising God. And the Lord began to take me into the spiritual realm. And I saw these demons sitting in the church service. Not people. I saw demons. And did y'all know demons come to church? Oh, okay. So they were sitting in the church service. And they were just hitting people's head. That they were having headaches in the church service. Y'all ever had that happen? As soon as you got to church, your head started hurting. Or they were pulling on people's leg and they were getting numb. And I saw these demons. And then I saw the worship leader get up and say, let's worship God. And so the people start worshiping God. And when the people start worshiping God, I saw the demons saying, no, no, don't worship God. Don't do that. And the more they worship God, the demons were screaming out of the church service. And I said, God, what's going on? He says, demons cannot live and manifest in a glory environment. And so then the Lord showed me how the demons went back to Satan. And it was like, but didn't I send you to Action Temple? Cathedral. Didn't I send you to Action in Ghana? Didn't I send you to Action in Maryland? And what you doing back here so fast? And the demons were like, well, we had to come back. Because every time I tried to hit so-and-so with a headache, she kept saying, hallelujah. He said, we came back because every time I tried to give brother so-and-so a backache, he said, glory to God. Amen. I tried to hit so-and-so. I tried to give her pain. And she kept saying, praise the Lord. Come on. Why don't you stand to your feet and let's clear it. Let's give the atmosphere with worship. Come on and give them worship. Give them your hallelujah. Give them your praise the Lord. Because he's worthy to be praised. You weaken the enemy's strategy against you. Glory to God. I want to do something that I believe that the Lord told me to do. I believe the Lord told me that. He says it's your time. He says the spotlight is on you today. There are people in here that need a healing. I want to spend a couple of minutes with that. And God wants to make you whole today. Isn't that awesome? He wants to make you whole today and bridging this gap. And the Lord just spoke to me. There's somebody that came here, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I saw a lump in your breast. Who is that person? I saw it. Come on, let's just raise our hands right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. He will do for you. Come on. Take the pain away. God wants to heal you. Everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. Are you in here? I'm going to come down. The Lord told me he wants to heal you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my mama, shake it a little bit. If that's you, the Lord showed that to me. He said there was a person that was sent here. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but God says there's a lump that's in your breast, and God wants to heal you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Come on, let's just praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Come on, let's just worship him. Let's worship him. She's not the only one, but I'm glad she stepped up. Thank you, Jesus, because God wants to heal her. Sweetie, can you feel the lump in your breast? Can you feel it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Feel it. If you want to do something, just put, can you do something for me? Can you put the cover over her so she can just feel it? Where is it? Can you feel it now? No, did you feel it? You, it's right here. The lump is here. Lump, this is not your breast. Where's the lump in your breast? You give it. Okay, she said she's standing in for her mother. That's why I was like, Okay. I pray for her. Just hold on. But there's someone else here that you have a lump in your breast. I want you to come up. The Lord wants to heal you. When I lay hands on you, God sent in a word, your mother is going to be healed. Thank you, Jesus. I knew you were in here. Thank you, Lord. I knew you were in. How you doing? Did you feel it? Can you feel it now? You feel it? Huh? You have not. Where is it? You feel it now? Okay, I want you to raise your hands. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know God can just touch that and heal it? And as the Lord is touching her mother, the Lord is going to heal you of your knees too, ma'am. You've been having problems with your knees, and God wants to heal you too. And the Lord is getting ready to heal you from some stuff that happened about 20 years ago that still today caused tears to come into your eyes. And God says, today is coming to an end. The Lord is pulling out the arrow out of your heart so that you could be able to hear God the way you always like to hear him. And we send forth the word to your mom right now. Thank you, Father. We send forth the word. And when I lay hands on you, it won't be my hands, but it will be the hand of God. So we say heal, dissolve right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to look at me. About 3 days ago, the Lord said that you went through something in your mind. There's something that you just went through that could have taken you out. And I could see you waking up in the mornings crying. And you've been crying for the last 3 days. And you said to God, I come here because I need a breakthrough, God. The enemy has been really messing with your mind. And let me just tell you, you woke up early in the morning and you watched the clock and it was 3:48 a.m. in the morning. Am I telling you the truth? And the Lord said that he's going to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. When I'm my mom shaking, can I hug you? You will not have a nervous breakdown. You will not lose your mind. God is going to bring freedom to you. And that lump. Oh, my mama, shake it. I want you to look at me. Feel. You can't feel. It's not there. Is it gone? And not only that's gone, Leta, would you go in my purse? And what you get is a white envelope. It's in the Gucci one. Get out $100 bill. I'm gonna give it to you. Because you've been struggling, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm planting this seed, and the reason why I'm planting this seed into you, because the Lord said, tell her she's going to get back into school. The Lord is about to open up the door for you, because you haven't been able to afford it, and everything is going to change and shift. It's in the Gucci. It's in a white envelope in the zipper part, Latar. In the Gucci purse, the Gucci one. Thank you, Lord. It's in a white envelope. Pull that out. And I want you to do something. We need to get you your joy back. You're not going to have this sad story. Just give me one. I just wanted one. You take this, and you will never be broke again. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Come on and give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Lord. There's someone here. My God. Oh, glory. Let me see how much time I got to hurry up. Thank y'all can let her go back to her seat because she'll never be the same. Come on, let's give God the praise for that. Thank you, Lord. The lump is gone. Anybody want to rejoice with her? The lump is gone. Thank you, Lord. God is good, isn't he? Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me just, I'm trying to make sure I'm being sensitive to the Holy Spirit because healing is in this room. How many of you know healing is in this room? Someone, oh my God, who is it that you have gone through so many fertility treatments to try to have this baby and your eggs are not connecting? You and your husband, it's a husband and wife, and God told me to tell you you're going to get pregnant. Who is it? I want you to raise your hands. I knew it was a man, and I was in Nigeria, and I was praying for people to have babies and who were wanting the fruit of their womb, and This couple came up, and this lady was 60 years old, and she said she never had a baby. And when I saw her age, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I was like, oh Lord, God, you gonna give her a baby? I didn't really have, but what? It's not my word; it's His word. So, 100 people came up. Over 100 people came up to get pregnant. The following year, I went back to Nigeria. And the pastor told me, he said, every last one of those people got pregnant. And the lady that was 60-some years old, she came up to me with a bouncing baby boy. She says, I might not live to see him get married, but I knew that God had a child for me. And I'm telling y'all this because for God to call you out, he's not a God that teases. He doesn't tease. So when I lay hands on you, you getting ready to, something is about to happen. I just want y'all to enjoy making the baby. So I want y'all to raise your hands. I want you to raise your hand. And y'all stretch your hands towards them. Because fruitfulness is in the room. Fruitfulness is in the room. Y'all going to hear the testimony. And so, I want y'all to do something that's really crazy. I want you to just act like you're holding the baby. Now, why y'all coming up now? Huh? You want another child. Okay. So, hold your baby. So, you don't even have to ask for it no more. See, you start thanking him for it. So I want you to hold the baby like you're holding the baby. And while you're holding the baby, look at him. You're so cute. Look at you. Because let me tell you something. You were created in eternity. So your baby is sitting in eternity. And so your faith causes eternity to be pulled out into time. So all we're doing is that baby that you dreamt about, that baby that you saw yourself holding, God, not a teaser. He was showing you your stuff in eternity. And your faith causes it to be pulled into your now moment, into time. So whatever you need is eternity. See, that's what happened with the woman that needed healing. Jesus called the dog. She said, well, even the dog sees the crumbs from the master's table. Jesus said, oh my gosh, she done messed me up. You know what she called Jesus to do? She went and called Jesus to step into eternity. Got on the cross where he died. Shed his blood. Pick up the blood, shed the blood, come back to their now moment, and looked at the woman and said, okay, you made me go into eternity. You were going to get healed anyway. So let me just let you know, I pulled it into time. And now your child is made whole. That's why you have deja vu. They call it deja vu. You feel like I've been here before. Because everything that you need, God created it in eternity. And what he did was he put time where there's dates on it. And when your faith is made whole, you're bringing that faith, you're pulling it out of eternity, and then bringing it into your now moment. Doesn't that make sense? Glory to God. Come on, pull your house out of eternity. Pull your marriage out of eternity. Pull that job out of eternity. Come on. It is yours. So I want you to raise your hands right now. And Father, we just thank you. We're thanking you for their children. We're thanking you for the babies. If you got to give them triplets, it's okay. Give them double for their trouble. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for fire going inside of a womb so that she will be able to hold the baby that's in eternity with the name on it. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless her. Somebody get her. Woo! Come on, come on. Give the Lord a praise. Go back and hold your baby. Go back to your seat. I'm holding my baby. I'm holding my baby. Come on, say, I'm holding my baby. I got to move real quickly. How many of you want to get married? How many ready to get married? Y'all come run up here real quick. Come on. You believe in God for a spouse. You believe in God for your life partner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You believe in God. That's right. Come on up here. Let's all believe in God for a spouse, too. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And you cute, too. Yes, Lord Jesus. She believe in God for a spouse. Amen. Ain't nothing like it. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we're not going to pray you get a spouse. We're going to thank God. Come on. I don't know if you know this song, but I just can't. This is not a church song. This is not a church song. My husband knows I sing this. I just kept hearing, you're going to the chapel and you're going to get married. Going to the chapel and you're going to get married. Going to the chapel and you're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Boom, 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 boom. Going to the chapel and you're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and you're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and gonna get married, going to the chapel of love. Come on, you believe that? So, I want you to pull your spouse. You know, the reason why you're not married yet, because God still was working on your spouse. So how many are ready to pull it out of eternity and bring it into your now moment? Guys, y'all going to have a, you can bless all the way. So I want you to raise your hand. Girl, look at it. Look at it. Young lady, say, put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Come on. Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it. Come on. Hold up your ring. Woo! It's going to be so many weddings. It's getting ready to be so many weddings. God is hooking y'all up today. Thank you, Lord. Won't you raise your hands right now? We got, because I got about 5 more minutes. I need to do some other things. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we just say, God, I want to thank you for my life partner. Come on, say it. Say, Father, I want to thank you for my life partner. I thank you, Lord, you prepared me for this marriage. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go back and dance. Come on, come on. Come on, let's go back and just dance. Come on, let's just begin to dance. Hallelujah. Come on and praise Him for the ladies and the men that are getting married. Some of you, it's about 3 of you brothers, your wife was right up in that line. Y'all didn't even know it. But you don't make nothing happen. Don't be going back looking at the tape. Which one is she? But God is directing your path. And you guys getting ready to get married. And make sure you got a good job. Don't be coming up there talking about you believe you're going to get a job. You got to have a job because you got to be able to take care of your spouse. Amen. Women, make sure you know how to cook. Okay. We can't be running to McDonald's. All right. Prepare yourself for marriage and watch and see what the Lord has done. So let me give you this last thing. Remember I told you the Lord wants to bless you. So let me just tell you this. I ran into this. Do you not know that giving gives you the access to God, to the abundance of God? There's no way. And remember I told y'all about the rain coming down with fertilization? The Lord showed me, like, if you sowed your seed like this, like you sow your seed, the rain is coming down with fertilization. It's going to hit your seed and spring up a quick harvest. The rain is causing a quick harvest to come. It's a quick harvest. Now, I saw some of you already giving, but this is a little bit different. So let me just tell you this. This has really messed me up. So you'll never be broke again. I mean, look at somebody and say, I am never going to be broke again. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to release in this house. So I was looking at the tribes of Israel. And as I was looking at the tribes of Israel, the Lord began to speak to me. He says, I want you to study Zebulun. And I said, Zebulun? He said, yes, because you walk in a Zebulun anointing. He says, there's a Zebulun anointing that I want you to release to the body of Christ. So many of you know about Issachar. Y'all know about Judah. But a lot of people really don't talk about Zebulun. And what y'all don't understand is the Bible says Issachar and them knew the times and the season. But Zebulun, they were the financiers. They were the financiers of the kingdom of God. See? It says Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall for an haven of ships, and his borders shall be unto Zion. The reason why his borders was unto Zion, the reason why basically they were so wealthy, that he that controls the wealth controls the borders. And if you look at it, Issachar and them knew the times and the season. So Zebulun would go to Issachar and go to Judah and go to the other tribes and say, you just let us know what the timing and the season is for us to invest and to buy and how we need to handle it. We will handle the finances. So Zebulun ended up controlling the sea import and export. Every ship that came in had to go through as Zebulun. And then on top of that, they made so much money that they were able, they told Issachar, you don't have to work. Don't worry about it. You just sit there, pray, seek the face of the Lord, study the Torah, and we will handle the financial part. Because they were called to be the financier of the kingdom. Do you not know that one of the purposes of you being at this conference is to finance the conference? Do you not know God sent you here to finance the conference? You're the financier. That's why those of you that's why I say from this day forward, broke is not going to be your portion. Because we're going to release the Zebulun anointing that's on you. Because your job is to finance the kingdom of God. And that's why the scripture tells us, take no thought what you should eat or what you should drink. Because the Father knows what you have need of. Because he's raising up Zebuluns to be the answer to your prayer. Money is not falling out of the sky. God is using. So God is going to cause an anointing to come upon you where you're going to have dreams of the monies that you have to invest for the kingdom. He's going to show you buying a property. Zebulun, if you look at it, y'all got to study it. They bought so much property that they end up owning everything. Now, let me tell you why I got so excited. So I asked the Jewish man, I said, okay, could you tell me where are the Zebuluns in this day and time? He said, this information I'm sending you, my Jewish people, rabbis will have a fit, so don't tell them I sent it to you. I looked at it. He says the Zebuluns went to the African nation. And he said, that's why, if you notice, where most nations will go into deep poverty, when you really come in and you really support the kingdom of God, you notice that God never lets you go under. Okay, so look at this. This really messed me up. So I found out that my family, I have family members that came from Ghana, Nigeria, and all of this. And so if they took them from Ghana, Nigeria, and they took them and they became slaves in America, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, you notice even as a slave, they were still created? So let me tell you what they did. They gave them the intestines of a pig, the leftovers. And the slaves in America said, no problem. They cleaned it and they called it chitlins. They made it a meal. Whatever they gave them, they made it a meal. They gave them spoiled milk. They said, no problem. They call it buttermilk. They gave them meal with no milk. And so they boiled the water and put it in the meal, and they called it hot water cornbread. So there was nothing that they could oppress them with. Because of the Zebulun anointing that was in them, no matter what they gave them, it prospered. I release the Zebulun anointing on you today. That whatever's inside of you will begin to cause the creativity to come out of you, that you'll never be broke again. Come on and give the Lord a praise. So let me ask you a question. How many of y'all ready to sponsor the kingdom of God? And see, that's what Zebulun knew, that all they did was, their job was to sponsor the kingdom of God. So when Papa gets up and says, we got to build a prayer mountain, let me tell you what's going to happen with you guys. You're going to be like, I want to help build a prayer mountain. And then you're going to say, nah, you help with the chairs. It's my turn to build the prayer. You're going to be fighting. Who going to pay for what? Because you're going to be kingdom-minded. So y'all know, the conference is costly. And so God says, plant the seed. Now, remember the water? The abundance of rain is coming out. And when you plant the seed, fertilization is in it. And a harvest will spring up. So I was in my bed. And I was in London real quickly. And I was sleeping. And the Lord said to me, get up. I need you to go and take 10. I was in London. He said, take 10,000 pounds and go and give it to this conference. One of my friends was having a conference. And I was just like, what? He said, I'm getting ready to have a conference like next week. He said, take 10,000 pounds out of that and go and give her 10,000 pounds. She has need of it. She's not able to pay the rest of the money for her conference. So I got up. And I told the driver to take me to a conference. When I got to the conference, it was still convening. And I went up to her and I said, she was glad to see me. And I said to her, you know, the Lord sent me here. She said, he did. I said, yeah, he woke me up. I was in a deep sleep. And he told me to give you 10,000 pounds for your conference. And she said, hey. And she rolled from one end to the other. And I was sitting up there, God, why is she rolling? I mean, you know, the Bible says he loves a cheerful giver, but can I tell you something? I wasn't cheerful. Can I be honest? I wasn't cheerful. Guess what I found out? It says he loves a cheerful giver. He loves it. He would like for you to be cheerful. It didn't say I was sinning. It's just that, and I was just telling God, I know you like me to be cheerful, but I ain't cheerful. But I found out he loves an he really honors an obedient giver. It's your obedience. Even when you don't feel it, even if you're not cheerful, are you obedient? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. And because I was obedient, I was just like, okay, I'm obedient. I ain't happy about it. I wish she'd get off that floor and stop rolling. And she got off the floor, and I dealt her the 10,000 pounds. And so I was getting ready to walk out, and I was like, God, you know I have to pay this and pay that. And so I was getting ready to walk out, and I got from here to almost half of that door, and all of a sudden a ching came through. Ching, ching, ching. And I looked. And somebody texted me and said, the Lord just woke me up and told me to give you 10,000 pounds. And then I was walking to the car to meet the driver, sir. And another note came through and said, hey, apostle, I heard that you're having a conference. And the Lord just told me to give you $10,000. And then I got in the car and was driving back to the flat. And by the time I got to the flat, someone texted me and said, the Lord just told me to help sponsor your conference. What is the amount that you need? I was like, Lord, I'm sorry I wasn't cheerful. What else you want me to do? Oh, Lord, this is good. Come on, y'all. It was my obedience. It was my obedience. The Lord just wanted to know, will you be the answer? Will you be the one that will finance the kingdom? Will you be the one that will stretch forth today and go above and beyond? Because that was a stretch, y'all. I've seen other people give like that. I was like, oh, that's so nice. And how many of y'all say, if I had it, I would give it? Come on, let's just say. And then when you have it, you be like, But God wants you to finance the kingdom. And I want you to pray right now. And God's going to speak to you. And he's going to tell you the amount. And I want to pray for you because there's a Zebulun anointing that's about to hit you. And Father, I just ask you to speak to the hearts of your people right now. And whatever their sacrifice is today, you're telling them to sponsor this meeting that it will be taken care of in full. In Jesus' name. Amen. If that's you, I want you to come up. Now, I didn't tell you what the amount is. That's between you and God. Because your stretch might be just whatever. You notice he didn't tell you what amount. He's telling you. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. I want you to raise your hands. Because it is so funny that you, come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Listen, you just stand right there. The rest of you coming, come on. He's getting ready to change the whole trajectory of your business and everything. Hallelujah. You come to finance the kingdom. Come on, just come on up. It's not going to take long. I got to get out of the way. I love you guys. I'm so glad I was invited because y'all so pretty. Are y'all enjoying this? Is God doing something in your life? Look at the Zebulons. Come on, y'all give those Zebulons a hand praise. Come on, let's just thank God for their anointing. They're still coming. God sent you here to sponsor the kingdom. This is your whole purpose. Do you not know that God gives us the power to get wealth so that we can sponsor the kingdom? And the reason why you were the first one is because there's about 10 businesses that's coming through you. And you've been ready to have so many contracts. You're going to have to hire staff. You're going to be having a notice up in the church, hiring people, giving people jobs. Because God says there's always been a Zebulun anointing that's on you. Now, you were the one that God told me he's going to touch your back, too. You've been having problems with your back. And when I lay hands on you, your back is going to be totally healed. Thank you, Father. You better get ready. Some of you IT people and all of you people in construction, I don't know nothing about you, but real estate, get ready to be your portion. Come on. Y'all ready for it. Y'all better come on up here because I'm getting ready to pray. Say, I'm a financer of the kingdom of God. I have a Zebulun anointing. My God, glory to God. Hallelujah. At least smile because I wasn't cheerful, but you could be cheerful. You could be cheerful because he's challenging you. He's challenging you to do something that you normally wouldn't do. Because that's what it's all about. Will you sponsor the kingdom? How many are excited about that? And I found out, guess what? I found out that every time I sponsor the kingdom, the money just keep going. See, it's not going to stop. It will be perpetual. Go home and study Zebulun. You're going to be blown away. Issachar and them, they were not able to give over to prayer like they did without somebody taking care of them. Papa should come up and give you the budget, and God's raising up multi-millionaires. You know, millionaires used to be rare, right? But guess what? God is raising up billionaires now. God says, I have to do something uncommon because the work of the ministry is moving so fast. He's got to recreate billionaires. And so some of you getting ready to go to sleep tonight, and God's going to give you a billion-dollar idea. Is that good? Okay, let's hold it up right now. Father, we thank you. Anybody else? I don't want to leave you out. I do not want to leave you out. Come with your offering and don't let it just be anything. This is sacrificial. This is something that you know that you don't normally give, but you know you're breaking some things. And there's going to be a lot of testimonies, too. There's going to be a lot of testimonies. Thank you, Lord. With the Zebulun anointing that's coming upon you right now. Come on, if that's you, I want you to come on up. I'm getting ready to pray. And then I've got to get out of the way. I done went over time. Come on, let's just pray. Come on, hold it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you released in this house a Zebulun anointing. Father, we glorify you. They will be the financer of the kingdom of God. Contracts, real estate. Ooh, it's on that man. It's on him. It's on him. Contracts, real estate, IT companies, businesses, that they will leave legacies in their home. They would not want for nothing. Commercial property. Woo! Some people feeling this anointing right now. Commercial property, businesses. Somebody sold clothes and you get ready to be a world-renowned designer. Glory to God. God is releasing that on you right now in the name of Jesus. As you plant that seed, let the abundance of rain come down with fertilization and bring them a quick harvest this day in the mighty name of Jesus. You believe that? Put your hands together. Come on and give God a praise for that. Come on and give him a praise for that. Come on, Zebulun. Come on, give him a praise for that. Come on, plant it. Where do you want them to put it? Well, this is a special offering. I don't want it to be with this one. Where do you want it to put it? Is there anything in there? Okay. Y'all come on and put it. Come on. Drop it in there. Even if you just take your phone, if you did it on the phone, drop it in there and say, I will be a financier of the kingdom of God. Come on, come on. Glory to God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Come on, come on, stand to your feet. Sing hallelujah is to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Come on, come on. Every praise is to our God. Come on, if you want to give an offering. Every praise is to our God. Every is to our God. Every praise. Come on, stand to your feet. It's to our God. Sing hallelujah. It's to our God. Come on. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Every praise is to our God. Come on, God out here, come on. God my Savior, God my Deliverer, God my Healer. Yes, He is. Come on and stand and praise Him. God my it's to our God. Every word of worship is
to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Come on, let's pray. Come on and praise Him.
Hallelujah. It's been a wonderful morning, and I believe that prophetically God has healed a lot of families, and God has healed a lot of relationships, and God has healed a lot of souls. Let's put our hands together for the ministry of Apostle Francina Norman. Hallelujah. We'll be closing very soon, but we'll take our offerings. And please remember tonight Apostle Jerry Easy is coming to town. Hallelujah. Those of you who want to stay behind, there are quite a number of places you can still keep yourself with the company of those who have come for this convention right on the premises. You want to go and come, but it promises to have a very big space, sitting area. So there wouldn't be much to worry about in terms of where you would sit. Praise the Lord. So can we take our offerings? Hallelujah. According to the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, because Abraham, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. And then when you read the verse 3, it says, then Abraham said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my household who is my heir. Hallelujah. We come for conventions with a lot of needs, but God also has a covenant demand on us. Abraham was negotiating with God for a child out of his own loins. And God said to him, for me to give you a child, I want you to know that I'm your exceedingly great reward. And just after God has given Abraham Isaac, God now comes back and says, give me your Isaac. Hallelujah. God will always lay a demand on you for you to have what you have. I believe that this afternoon's offering, you want to tag the offering. Put a need on the offering and believe God for an expectation. Are you ready to give an offering? Look for your offering. Go into your purse, your wallet. If you have a mobile wallet, you can go into it. All the giving channels are out there on the screen. And you can partner with us and with the others that have walked in. Shall we rise up with our offering? Let me pray over it quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the God of all harvest, and you are the God that gives seed to the sower. Because we have come with an attitude of sowing, help us with seeds that will connect us to the harvest. For every seed that has been lifted up and has been tagged with a need, may you show forth with a new testimony, even for those expectations. In Jesus' name, amen. And so you want to get an envelope, and then we march towards the offering boxes as the choir ministers for us. Shall we rise up? Shall we go?
Rejoice in it.
Praise the Lord. In an atmosphere like this, we would want to give you the opportunity, if you haven't given your life to Christ, to give your life to Christ. These are seasons of divine exchange where identities are being changed and choices in life are being changed. If you have a choice to make, make a choice with the King of Kings and with the Lord of Lords. And so, if you are here this afternoon and you haven't given your life to Christ, you've never made that decision before, we want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ and make Jesus Christ your personal Savior and the ruler of your life. If you are here like that and you want to give your life to Christ, I want to pray with you before we close this morning session. Would you just shoot up your hands? If you are here like that, say, Bishop, I want to give my life to Christ. I'm making a U-turn. I'm turning around and I'm facing and heading towards the salvation plan that you promised us. Is there anybody who wants to give his life to Christ? Online or walk in? Oh, yes. Let's clap for them and encourage them as they... All right, can you come forward? Can you come forward? Can we help them to come forward? I believe that there are more people who want to make Christ their Lord and personal Savior. Let's keep clapping for them and encourage them as they come. I believe that there are other people who want to join. God bless you so much. God can decide to make you the next Archbishop for your generation. If nobody is joining you, God has distinguished you and singled you out because he wants to make a statement with you. Shall we pray for him? Everlasting Father, we thank you for this young man that even in the midst of the many witnesses, he has determined and purposed to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the soon coming King and the Lamb that was worthy to be slain. As he gives his life to Christ, fill him up with your Holy Spirit. Give him the opportunity to rewrite his destiny story and use him as a chosen vessel for his generation. Let the old things be passed away and let new things be his portion. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a minister standing right by you. She'll take you into the welcomers hall and then give you more information on the way to progress. So you want to go up with her. Thank you so much. Shall we rise up to our feet? We are closing. So tonight, 5:30, the service starts. You want to be here, part of the intercession. We have the Dominion TV, 1 million strong, still ongoing. And so you want to connect with the service as the 1 million strong still is broadcasted. Hallelujah. Shall we take one worship, and after the worship, we share the benediction, and we are out of here.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. Help me sing. You do mighty. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. Oh, you do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things.
Somebody lift up your hand. The theme of the convention has been bridging the gap, and I pray for you that because you have purpose to commit yourself to this holy assembly and holy gathering, may the Lord distinguish you and use you as a bridge between your past and your destined prosperous future. May God all of a sudden take you from zero to the overflow. May God suddenly favor you before many and set you apart for that honor that you deserve. Between now and the end of the convention, may God give you a prophetic word. May God open your eyes and give you specific marching orders. Before you leave here, I declare that your plans that were not perfected shall be perfected. May God hand over the keys of David to you, that you open new doors that haven't been opened over the years. We bless you with the blessings from above. We bless you with the oil from beneath. And we bless you with the favors that comes with the four winds of the earth. May God show you his goodness and increase you on all sides. Shall we share the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercies shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Make a friend, talk to somebody, introduce yourself, connect to somebody, and let's have a family feel. God bless you. We'll see you tonight, 5:30 p.m.
Please listen carefully. God is speaking to us.
It's that time again. Impact 2022.
Today, we block the delays. We override the delays. We'll celebrate the victory and the triumph. Put our cancel every delay tactics of the enemy on the account of the blood of Jesus.
Ministering, Apostle Joshua Selman.
God does not speak sympathizing with your current situation. He speaks as touching your destiny.
Pastor Jerry Eze.
I command the power of delay be broken. Let your amen thunder louder.
Reverend Eastwood Anaba.
The time has come for you to stop playing religion and take your destiny in your hands.
Bishop Gregory Toussaint.
Spiritual warfare is first of all a lifestyle. You fight Satan primarily by the way that you live.
Dr. David Enchi, Apostle Francina Norman, Prophet Victor Kusibwating, Prophet Ajiman Prempe, introducing Jonathan Rubain, 7 days and 7 nights of power and impact. Impact 2022.